This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Mark Russell, Chief Executive of Church Army and a member of the Archbishop's Council, speaks about why a change in culture is essential to church renewal.
Hi Mark, the Lay Leadership Task Force report calls for a change in culture in the church. What is this change and why does the church need it?
Great question. I think it's really important to recognise that this report aims to do something really significant, which is to change how the church views ministry to and with lay people in the world. This is not a report for inside the church. This is a report for how lay people live their lives outside the church. And at the centre of this report, as you rightly say, is this call for a culture change. And the culture change that this report is asking for is that the church needs to recognise that all people, whether they're lay or ordained, need to be equipped to follow Jesus with confidence and to live the gospel out in their everyday lives. And that's a massive culture change. So, for example, when I was a youth worker in a parish in North London, in my congregation on Sunday morning were teachers, doctors, lawyers, High Court judge, the Deputy Permanent Secretary of the Treasurer, a Cabinet Minister, and there were people working in every walk of life. The challenge of this report is to say, how does what we do as a church equip each of those people to be confident about their faith and to live out their faith in every one of those areas of life? Because if the church is going to bring about transformation of society, if the church is going to help liberate people, help people know that God thinks they're fantastic, then we need the 98.2% of church attenders who are not priests or bishops to be confident about sharing their faith every day of the week. And this report tries to get under the skin of that and ask hard questions about what we need to do as a church to make that happen.
Some people would be saying that the church has been talking about this kind of thing for ages, but yet it still continues to decline. Why do you think this report now is going to make a difference?
Well, firstly, they're right. We have been talking about this for ages, probably about 120 years to be exact. And if you were actually to pull out the seminal report from the General Synod of 1945 towards the conversion of England, you would find in there the following words. The church needs to get to a place where it sees lay people as equal partners to enable them to evangelize wider society. Now, that sentence could have been in this report easily. So the argument is well made. We have been saying this for a long time. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be said. But what is different this time is a massive desire on behalf of the national institutions of the church to take this report and not just allow it to collect dust like all those other reports, but actually to inform and change how we do church in the future. And that's because the Archbishop's Council are on board, the House of Bishops have given it their support, and I hope the General Synod will add their voice to that, because this report isn't just motherhood and apple pie. This report proposes a series of significant changes. It proposes a series of what are called levers of change, and it asks for an implementation plan to deliver it. So from the Archbishop of Canterbury down, there is a determination to ensure that this report actually changes things going forward. And that is really, really significant. And we will do that by raising up champions in dioceses around the country. We'll do that by having a national portal website for people to get resources and inspiration. We'll do that by recognizing that loads of organizations are doing really creative things to help inspire lay people to live out their faith in the world, including Church Army, the organization I lead myself. And it's all about how do we harness all of that energy to deliver a different kind of future. So all the time we're asking the question, how is what we're doing in church on Sunday resourcing our lay people to live out the gospel Monday through Saturday? And I think that's what makes this report different from all the other ones.
And finally, can you say something about how you live out the gospel in your own life?
Well, I try to live the gospel out in my own life. I am a chief executive of a large organization, so I have got, you know, probably about 20-30% of my staff are not Christians, so living out my faith with them as an employer and as a leader. But outside of the church, I've just until very recently been a governor of a special needs school where I've been a leader of a very significant educational establishment in Sheffield and trying to be, you know, an influence for the gospel there. I'm a member of the Labour Party and a member of the Christians on the Left movement within Labour, so trying to, you know, live out my faith within politics. And as well as that, I go to a gym where all of the guys at my gym call me the vicar, and share with me about their lives and about their marriages and about their relationships and about the issues that they're struggling with. In fact, just this morning, I got a text message from one of the guys at the gym who isn't a Christian, who has had his girlfriend leave him, and he simply asked me to pray for him. So I'm trying my best to live my faith out day by day, and I want to ask the question, how does the church help support people like me to do that? And that is why I'm excited about this report, because a survey was done a few weeks ago that said over 60% of Christians had no idea how to share their faith with their work colleagues and with their friends. I hope after this report, if we do that survey again in 10 years' time, that figure will have substantially changed for the better.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.